Okay, we're on the top, the Mishnah, on the top of Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, in Peah, Halacha Vav, the Mishnah. Kerem Shekol Oil Lois, if a kerem, somebody came in and saw all of the grapes were ololos, and not one was a normal eshkol, so what happens? Rabbi Lezaimer Labalabayas, he says they all go to Labalabayas. Rabbi Akiva Aimer La'aniyim, they all go to the Aniyim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, how do I know? Because it says, Ki Siftsar Lo Sa'ola. The complete pasuk, as you may recall, is Ki Siftsar Karbacha Lo Sa'ola Lacharecha Lager La'yasam B'lu'al Monayiya. Okay? So it implies that there has to be a Betzira, there has to be a harvest. If there is no harvest, because there's no regular eshkol, okay? So you don't leave eyeless.
It may even one.
Even one will.
You've got to look through the whole vineyard to see and make sure every single one is not a real cluster.
I mean, listen. You're looking through the whole. If you got a bad, crop, you are looking through everything. Yeah, you're looking.
It's not a din like meiser. It's whatever it is.
But if suppose you found one cluster, that was good. We're gonna get into that.
If there's no harvest, how do you have oilless? Therefore, you have to have some kind of harvest, and if you have none, it all goes to the balabayas. I'm a little Rabbi Akiva. I have another pasuk. That's what it says in Vayikra. Okay, okay, afilo kula oilolais, even if they're all oilolais, you have to leave it like gerla yasam la mana. So im kain se asher bi akiva lomanemar ki siftsar losa olel. Why does it say it? Ki siftsar losa olel, like as Rabbi Eliezer points out. Why is harvest mentioned? What? Yeah, but he's answering the kasha. Im kain, right? The Mishnah's questioning. You're right. Im kain, so if that's the case, why does it say it? It's a kashan Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah answers, or you could say Rabbi Akiva answers, Ein lo aniyim ba'olei lo yiskaidim lebatzer. It's teaching you a new halacha. That they have, even though they could have theoretically a claim to oleilos, they're not allowed to go in for their oleilos until the Baal Bayis has harvested. There's a time-sensitive thing there. Okay?
It's Rabbi Akiva asking himself.
That's the way I learned it, but Rabbi Levin, okay. Amalei, excuse me, sorry. That is the end of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Urechavasa, im ein botzir, im peret. So if you're going to apply the same idea, those same kind of drushes, let's apply it by grain and say if there's no botzir, there's no peret. That's not grain. Peret. Peret is the grapes that fall down. So you'll say the same thing, right?
Yeah, if there's nothing to harvest, there's no
parrot. Right, exactly. So some people say which is a very funny thing, because a parrot is like, there's two grapes that fall down, three grapes belongs to the balabayas. What do you mean, no harvest? It's like mudna. It's very funny. What does it mean, a main butts or a parrot?
The crop fails. There's no like a chicha pay either. I mean, like, what's the chiddush here?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing. I mean, okay. So. Yeah, but it makes very. Take a look at the bracketed. Take a look at the bracketed, footnote 9. Others say the Gemara statement is focused on Rabbi Akiva's ruling, on that special ruling that the ani can't go in and take his stuff before. So that's what makes sense. Once you have that halacha, so that halacha would also apply for parrot if there's parrot on the ground. Right?
And
he hasn't yet done the butts. The ani can't come in. I'm gonna take these grapes myself. He can't do that. Until the balabas does it. And that's very geschmack. It's at least easier to understand than the that's the Ras Cirilio, Pnei Maisha, the Gra. It's a good group. Okay. So the Gemara says, Achi hei batzir, bitzad ha batzir. It has to be harvest next to the harvest. So acholos and chaya. But let's say there was no harvest. One second. Let's say there was no harvest. The balabayas did not harvest it, but a chaya got to it before the balabayas was able to harvest it. Do the aniyim get the olelos? Lai, you would say no, right? And there's two ways of learning this Gemara as well. And some people learn this Gemara exactly the other way. That Achehe Batzer B'sah Batzer, it has to be, this is the variant box down below, Melech Shlomo, and he says, what the Gemara means, this is following the Gemara we just had. Uda Chavasa, we just started saying, Imein Batzer and Peret, the same halachas follow the Peret, so therefore it follows. Achehe, the Gemara asks, Achehe Batzer B'sah Batzer, is it until a harvest is next to a harvest? Meaning that, and I'm reading it here because I don't remember it that well. It's stated where scripture discusses the harvest grapes belong to the owner next to the harvest grapes belong to the poor. So in the case of Olos, the verse does indeed mention the owner's harvest of full grown clusters in the same verse as it discusses the gathering of Olos. So since the two are not juxtaposed in the scripture, the poor retain their claim to Peret even if the vineyard does not contain sufficient grapes to qualify as a harvest. And the Gemara concludes, and that's, in other words, Achehe Batzer, Betzada Batzer is a separate thing. In other words, here's how you read the Gemara. Uda Chavasa Inein Batzer and Peret. So if you have that same idea that you can't take your ololos before there's a harvest. So you would say the same thing, saying a peret. So therefore it comes out, achehe batzir b'tzara batzir. That means that you only have ololos if there is a batzir. But in the case of peret, it's not mentioned, and therefore it's not true. That would not be true that im ein batzer ein peret. The Gemara put it out there, and then achei batzer b'tzara batzer, but only batzer and not peret. That's what the Gemara is saying. And then the Gemara has a separate halacha and says achalas and chaya lo. But if a wild animal ate it, then Rabbi Eliezer's halacha would not apply, and Aniyim would be able to have it. So depending on how you learn the Gemara, it will be two opposite outcomes about the case of Achalas and Chaya. If there's no Batzer because of a Chaya, because of something external, either according to one Shita, the Aniyim could not get it because there was no Batzer, or according to another Shita, the Aniyim could get it. Okay? Sorry about that. Vekamuhu Batzer. And this is where Lemmer was asking, how much is a batzer? How much of a harvest do you need for aniyim to get it? Veshila Amri, shlosha eshkolos shehein osin revia. You need two separate elements. You need three clusters of grapes, normal, kasef and natef, right? And those three clusters of grapes have to produce a revias, which we're all familiar with. No, all three together have to produce at least a revia, so one can't be tiny enough, right? Which is between 2.9 ounces and 5.2, according to the article. I never heard of 5.2. Sorry.
Very little.
But Tzvi Sher is going to say what?
No, isn't that the Chazanish share?
Yeah, that's what Shlaimi said. I remember Chazanish being 4.something, but apparently they think it's 5.2. Or maybe there's somebody that's bigger than the Chazanish. Maybe Dov Perlmutter's here.
Herzog is one of the big sponsors in Israel.
Yeah, Herzog. It's Herzog's share, Tzvi. Yeah.
I'd say it was probably one of the wine producers that made the bigger share.
Yeah, the biggest share. Yeah.
So Zionism, they're going to shut the share down.
Yeah. Yeah, we better stop this. Well, Rabbi Akiva, Mekayim Trei Krai. Rabbi Akiva is in good shape, as we say. He gave a reason for Loisif Tzor V'Loisolel and Karvach Loisolel. He had a good drasha for both. What does Rabbi Eliezer do, right? Uma Mekayim Rabbi Eliezer V'Karvach Loisolel. What does he do, Rabbi Akiva's Pasik? So the Gemara says, Shloi Taimar, a very similar thing. Hoyel V'Ein La'Niyim V'Oilei Lois. Karin L'Batzir, since Aniyim cannot get to the Eleilos before the harvest, Yiskabah and Balabayas. So go the other way. So maybe the Balabayas can start picking up Eleilos before the time. Right? The Aniyim can't get to it, so I'm going to get to it first. Right? Lefum Kain, Sarach Meimar, Bechamach Lois. Oh, well, he's not allowed to play games either. Neither side can play games. Okay? We don't want games here. This is Matnas Aniyim. Halacha Zion. Hamagish is karma achlai noidu. Halelois. If a person was magdish, his karma, he made his whole vineyard, hegdish, before the olelos were discerned, meaning you couldn't tell whether there was going to be olelos or not. They were too young.
Too early,
right? Eino olelos la'anim. So therefore, the Alelos cannot go to the Aniyim because before they're discerned, it was not yet Mammon of the Aniyim. Right? Oh. Right? In this case, he ought to Magdish Dovash Shalom because the Aniyim don't have a right to it yet.
Yeah.
Before they're discerned. Right? Once they are discernible, then eight automagnish dovashana shalai rab yaisaimer, what happens? Let's say the Aniyim Taka get it and they're not subject to Hegdish. How much do they get? So Rab Yaisi is very machmer here. Yitnu schar gidulun la Hegdish. They can get their olelos all right, but they have to give back the nourishment, the schar of the nutrients of the vine and the earth that was Nigdash, they have to give that back to Hegdish. However you figure that out monetarily. Okay? Because even though their grapes only were not subject to the Hegdish, everything else was. So they have to give, they didn't have a right to the nourishment or to the branches. So
I don't know if they ever figured that out. Maybe I don't know.
Smart guys that are like scientists, Tamir Chachamim types, you know, engineers, you know. I don't know. You figure it out. You're the only one in the room that can tell us. I have no idea. Yeah. The Ezo he shikha. What is considered shikha when it comes to grapes? Be'aris, if it's trellised, you know, guys know what trellised is?
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't know what trellised was. I got married in Muncie, and the flower lady said, I'll put flowers on the trellis. Trellis is that thing.
The lattice.
There's a lattice thing where grapes grow, okay? Be'aris, in the case of trellis vines, kol she'ani yachaliv she'dis yada litla. Meaning, whoever's picking these grapes is going up, and then skips over, once that person is already beyond it, on the trellis, and can't reach back down, that's shikha. Over rugly ice and grapes that are close to the ground, we've had this before, this idea. Mashiach Rimimena, once the person passes, is shikha. Okay? Now, Tam and Taninon. Over there we learned, it's a brisa where is it a brisa? It's a brisa in Pesachim, Makom Shenagu. As you may recall, there is a Mishnah that says the Anshe Yericho did six things, three of which the Chachamim liked, three of which the Chachamim didn't like. Lehi Dolehem, right? And we're going to discuss one of those things here. Matir and Begamzi Yishol Hegdish. They were Matir. The Anshe Yericho were matir the branches of sycamore trees that were nikdash. And basically the story was this. There were a bunch of ruffians, rough guys, that
wanted the wood,
and they, in order to stop those rough guys, and you see, it's interesting. They're rough, but they will keep halacha. Okay.
They're
scared of Hegdish. Okay, they were scared of something. Okay.
Jewish mafia.
Jewish mafia. Yeah. So they were scared of Hegdish. What the Anshei Yericho did was they were not makdish the trunk of the tree, right? But not the branches. And when the branches grew, they used them, right? So
it wasn't that they used the blossoms; they took the branches.
No, they took the branches. It was just branches. So, and the Chacham didn't like it because it was true. They knew the whole cheshbon that it was only the trunks for the wood, right? That were nigdash, but it would get too close to a similar situation where the tree was nigdash and the branches weren't, and people will have Allah say, oh, we'll do like the Anshei Yericho, and the person did have it in mind or didn't have it in mind. The Chacham did not like that. But it was a gezeira from the Chachamim. It wasn't a raisa. Okay? So Amrilam Chachamim, me and Atam, why don't Bigdula Hegeshen Asurim? Don't you admit to us Bigdula Hegesh are Asur? Amrilahan, I was saying it to Sheikh Dish, like Dish Olakairis, Epnei Bali Egrei. Our forefathers that were Magdish, were only Magdish the trunks for the wood because of the ruffians, Shehem Boy Menait and Lysim Bazari, that would take it from us. But so therefore we have a right to the branches. Mara Bonin Sovereign Neymar. What were the Chachamim thinking they were going to answer to that? Is it that Kairas U Peiros Higdishu, that both the trunks and the Peiros were Nigdash, right? That can't be it. That wasn't the case, okay? But Philo Tamer Kairas U Peiros, even you say that they were two different, let's say, categories of koros and peros. And koros higdishu and peros lo higdishu, tzricha l'rabbanon, this is not a kasha, this is the answer. Tzricha l'rabbanon, the chachamim were not comfortable, right, with the people using the branches because it would get into a case where somebody did have kavana for a branch and they would get too used to it. In other words, we can all appreciate there's too close proximity to the branch that there is to the tree. The tree is hegdish, the branch is not. It's not something Chacham are maskim to. Okay? So now we're going to have another similar thing. Hamagdish de Ilan. And this is Mefurish, maybe even a Mishnah, right? If one is Magdish, an orchard, Maoshi Yasharloi Begdule, and he does it stam. Doesn't say one way or the other. Does he have a right to the branches and the fruits when you stam magish in worship? So So if you look at 12, this is the big problem. As a Mishnah Me'ilah, the Mara Fulda asks, a Mishnah Me'ilah 3:6 Bavli 13a, okay, which says Mefurish, if a person is magish, a tree with fruit, both the tree are nigdash. So how can the Gemara even ask this question? What's going on over here? So he answers, Marav Fulda says that the Mishnah is talking about whether the person Mufurish was magdish, the tree and the fruit. Our Iboye is, our Shaila here is, if a person was magdish stam, what is with the fruit? That's the question. So Ashmi'idim min Adah, we... Chayritz before Shirai from our Mishnah. Mishnah Noidu Hoyleilois. Once they can be discerned, what did we say? Hoyleos Laniim. They do go to the Aniim. Right? So, why should it be that it goes to the Aniim? It should have not be the property of the Aniim, it's Makdashim. Right? Once it's discerned, it should be both the main, the vine, and the fruit, if it's both the trunk and the fruit. So you see before us that it's not the fruit. So the Gemara says, no, Shanyahi, as we said from the beginning, Shein on Makdish, Dovah Shein Shalai. This is not a regular case of his own tree. This is a case of once it's discernible, it becomes the Anian's tree. He didn't have a right to be Makdish that. So that's not a riot when a person owns both the tree and the fruit. And that is the end of Samach Vav Amid Beis.
I think they